Welcome back to that 590 show. Matt Berger, Matt Rocchio alongside John Giamatti, Rudolph behind the dials. Final segment of the night, final segment of the week. We are guest-free. Call in on the Bellman Automotive phone line at 855-282-8255 or the text line at 855-282-8255. We're going to get into this Kyrie Irving situation, but first, a story on Deadspin.com. Michael Orr, now unemployed offensive tackle Michael Orr, was involved in an incident with an Uber driver back in April, and the 911 call from that incident has been released. And apparently what's going on with Michael Orr, I mean, everybody may know Michael Orr from the movie that was made about his life, and Michael Orr apparently bit the Uber driver, and now the Uber driver is blind on one side. You're both shaking your heads because you knew that was going to be bad.
See, I'm a big fan of corny jokes, so I wish I could have given that one a. I'll give it an applause.
Which would have been better? He came up his blind side and bit him.
Yeah.
That would have been better. See, I think that one was worse.
I love those type of jokes.
Rocchio's not a fan.
Not a fan.
I enjoy a bad joke when it's actually, you know, clever.
Like your Scandinavian one?
That one was genius, Matt Berger.
Well, that's not even your joke, though. You read that from someone else.
I don't care. It's the best dad joke I've ever heard. Now, that's funny. That's clever. That's got some thinking to it, all right?
What was it?
It's why do the ships in Norway have barcodes on them?
Why?
So when they come into the port, you can Scandinavian. God, that's genius. That's so much better than yours. Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
That is the greatest dad joke in the world. I will lock that joke in my memory bank for years. If I happen to live in your neighborhood when I'm older and have children, guess what their Halloween joke's going to be, suckers?
Their Halloween joke?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, excuse me. What the hell are you talking
Trick
about?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to tell a joke
to get your candy. This isn't freaking Russia. You don't get things for free in America. You got to do something.
God bless capitalism.
It's trick or treat. And then, okay, the kid all of a sudden has to morph into Johnny Carson.
Every Halloween, every year, the day of Halloween or the Friday before, if it was hitting on a weekend or something like that, you talk with your friends, what's your joke going to be?
Oh, yeah. Mine was always, what's a ghost favorite pie?
I don't know, Giamatti, what is it?
A blueberry.
Here's your candy. Boom. Just like that's how it was.
I didn't care about the joke.
On
I just had
this
to have
side
one.
Of the Missouri River.
You never had to tell a joke?
I mean, no one even heard of it before.
You didn't have to tell one, but I mean,
see,
they kind of like, oh,
it was a
St.
Louis
joke?
Thing, but I thought I thought at least made it out to, out past the Missouri River. Is that
apparently, it's only on the inside of the 270 loop.
What in the good? No, it's definitely outside the 270 loop.
Okay,
people in Wildwood are doing this stuff, friendo. Well,
maybe it didn't make it past 109
Dang,
then.
St. Charles, mother.
I know, I lived in Franklin County,
bleeping.
My friend.
My whole life, I thought that was like a countrywide thing.
No, I actually discovered that when I was in college.
I never even heard of it.
Did people say the same thing? They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
man?
It's a St. Louis thing. Everywhere else. So it's
trick or treat.
Everywhere else in this
knock, who's there?
In this communist hellhole that is this country's turning into, kids just get given candy for free. But here in Missouri,
they're children.
Here in St. Louis, I want them to roll up their sleeves and get to work, Matt Berger,
okay, so
with a solid joke to get their candy, all right?
So child labor laws be damned.
I just think all you got to learn is one joke.
All you got to learn is one joke
so you can get your candy. What's wrong with that? I'm trying to build like real people in this world. I understand you got to go through capitalism. You don't just get things. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's no such thing as a free piece of candy, even on the one holiday that's supposed to revolve around a
free piece of candy.
You got to work for it. Come up with a joke. It doesn't even have to be a good joke.
Just put a little effort
into it.
Is there any study done about how children who have to tell jokes for the Halloween candy have better work ethics as adults?
Yes, it is. It's called Look at St. Louis, baby. This place is flourishing, baby.
What was your go-to?
This place is money. I would change it up every year. I wasn't lazy like you, sitting on one joke across 10 Halloweens.
Yeah. I mean, I had more than one.
This is the reason why you have no joy. It's because you felt you had to earn every single thing that you had when you were a kid.
Say that one more time.
I said, this is the reason why you have no
conservatives
joy.
Conservatives, take to the phone lines. Why don't I have any joy?
because of that.
I think Halloween, people have to earn stuff. Halloween, wow, what a terrible mindset.
As a child.
Isn't that terrible, Giamatti?
As a child. My God. Yes.
This comes from somebody who did not have an allowance. So that's a completely false statement just in and of itself. I knew kids who didn't even have to do chores, and yet they would dig in, pick themselves up by their bootstraps, and come up with a freaking joke on Halloween, Matt Berger.
Shane texting in, Doug told a great joke the other day about a dog and a cat. And I don't know. I mean, I listened to the morning after. I don't know what the joke was.
I missed that segment.
I just can't believe that out there in Franklin County, they're just letting kids get free candy.
That just blows my mind. I really thought that was nationwide thing.
No, heard of it.
Huh.
You not knowing that's on the only St. Louis thing is just as weird as him growing up just outside of St. Louis and not knowing that it's at least a St. Louis thing.
Did it make it to the other side of the Mississippi in the Metro East? Did they do it?
Pretty sure it goes on there. I'm not sure.
I thought that was the whole purpose of trick or treat.
I know
right?
It doesn't happen in Kansas City. I don't think it happens in Columbia. I think it might just be a St. Louis thing.
You just go up, put your bucket in front of their face.
Apparently,
and yeah.
Apparently, everywhere else in America, you knock on the door.
You just ring the doorbell and you go trick or treat. And the adults go, oh, don't you look cute. You're, you know, it's a mummy. It's a witch. It's Spider-Man. Here's your Snickers. And then shut the door. That's it. End of transaction.
You see why this country is going down the hill, Giamatti?
Yes.
Why
are you expecting this kid to morph into,
see what all these Trump voters have
Don
been talking
Rickles.
About. Again, it's one joke. Usually a knock-knock one. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, you can even do knock-knock.
Knock.
Yeah,
it's fun,
doesn't even have
too.
To be Halloween related.
It's fun, too. Like I said, the last day of school before Halloween, you're all...
this pressure to come up with a joke. Maybe the joke's bad. Maybe the joke's offensive.
You're all passing
doesn't get
it
any
around.
Candy.
You're all passing it around. It's St. Louis. They're rarely offensive.
Maybe he's telling a bad joke about Whitey Herzog, and then they get upset.
You can usually bash the Cardinals in your joke. I think it goes over well. you can get away with it. You know why? Because it's a St. Louis thing.
Remember the priest at
Jim? I knew it was like mainly a St. Louis thing, but I figured it at least made it out to most parts of the area.
Well, maybe it's a generational thing. Blackstock, you're old. Did you ever tell a joke for Halloween when you were a kid?
Yeah,
he's got candy in his mouth right now. He just told a great joke at the... Still a great joke at the gas station, and they gave him a free Snickers.
Great Missourian, great American, right there. Because he had to grow up, and he had to tell a joke to get his candy. He had to work for it.
I'm like stand
on
my hands.
Well, okay, but I mean, like, but that's not a joke, though. Like, he said you had a couple of, like, a knock-knock joke. Did you have to do that, too, when you were a kid?
Yeah, you got to do something. Get him, Mike.
No, he just said, he says something like, why are Michael Jackson's pants too short?
Okay.
He'd be like, because they're not his. Or he'd be like,
yeah, go come up with anything. You know what's
what about
what's a vampire's favorite beer?
What?
Budweiser.
Oh.
Boom, there's your candy, Matt Berger. You're walking away with a Twix bar. Just like that.
What's okay, Michael Jackson's idea of a perfect 10? 2 5-year-olds.
So it sounds like it shouldn't be trick or treat. It should be joke or treat.
I suppose
tell
so.
Tell the joke, you get a treat.
I suppose
there's
so.
There's no tricks involved in this.
Where does the word trick come from then, I guess? How does that...
I'm not sure, maybe.
Sugar Shane texting in...
The history of that.
I'm not sure.
Sugar Shane texting in, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. What do you call a dog with no legs? It doesn't matter. It won't come anyway.
That would play. It might give you a king-size Twix instead of a fun size.
That plays well. You can get away with... Those are jokes that'll work. Those are jokes that'll work. I can't believe it didn't make this all the way out there. Anyhow,
never heard of it.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
How did we get talking about Halloween?
Bad dad jokes.
We were talking about bad jokes.
That's it. You're right. Because I mentioned it. Yeah, because that's gonna be my kid's joke
that's
in 20
be your kid's
years
joke.
From now.
Yeah.
And it will be 100%.
So Kyrie Irving has decided that he is done playing in Cleveland and he's done playing with LeBron. And him and his agent met with Dan Gilbert and the Cavaliers management last week to talk about possible trade scenarios, and apparently LeBron was completely blindsided by this. I find it kind of funny because it seems like Kyrie Irving is doing to LeBron what LeBron would probably do to Kyrie Irving.
Probably, and I want to take this moment. I've become at times in my radio career known as the guy who has to correct every little thing, because I am.
Okay.
And this is why. You let people get little things wrong, then they'll get big things wrong. Then they're just making decisions that have no basis of logic. This is what happens when somebody is allowed to walk around thinking the earth is flat. They become a person.
I don't think he was serious about it.
They become a person without any logic. Much like a bad woman, crappy knowledge.
Why do you hate women?
A lack of knowledge, an ignorant brain will dig its fingers into you and drag you down. And that's what happened to Kyrie Irving when he believed the earth was flat. He slowly lost any need for logic in his life and came to the conclusion that playing with the best player on the planet, just not for him anymore. And this is why I correct people, Berger, because I don't want them getting caught on the same slope that Kyrie Irving was caught on. Write yourself, educate yourself, Giamatti, and then you won't. This won't happen. Get a little bit smarter. Okay. Come on, what are you doing, you idiot? What are you smoking? Pull yourself out of the peyote binge you're on right now and start thinking.
I don't think Kyrie Irving really thinks that the earth is flat. I think he just said that to see if it would go viral. And
no,
he's right.
This is proof. I was with you there until he said this, and this was reverse confirmation that he is actually dumb enough to believe something as illogical as the earth being flat. Because again, he's trying to walk away from playing with the best player on earth. Steve Kerr said, what, you just want me to play 15 minutes per game and just shoot threes for Michael Jordan? Sure, I'll do that all day long. He wasn't walking out trying to become freaking Chris Mullin. Stay in your lane. And when that lane happens to be a passenger lane with the best player in the world, you don't bitch.
Well, he's bitching because he's won his title. And
yeah,
he's,
and now I guess he's...
Well, here's another thing, too, that's strange.
With winning 38 games?
If he gets traded to another team, when his current contract is up in 2019, he could get a Supermax deal. If he gets traded to another team, that Supermax deal is gone.
It's true.
So he's giving up an opportunity to possibly win another title. And that Supermax deal, he wants to be the man bad. He wants to be the man more than he wants money and more than he wants to win another title.
Does he not remember what being the man was? Being the man was consistently getting the Cavaliers the first overall picks they needed to get LeBron back. What is he thinking?
NoCo Turkey Neck text again. Maybe he wants to run his own team. Ever think of that, smart guy?
Yes, but I'm saying that's colossal amounts of stupidity because the last time he ran his own team, they were the worst team in the league for 3 years straight.
Well, they had bad players around him, too.
Well, but here's the superstar who wasn't doing it. At no point am I going to respect Kyrie Irving and be like, well, I want to lead a team. If you wanted to lead a team, first of all, you'd be better. If you were going to be the guy who lead the team, you would be better. You wouldn't be so far away and so far behind the Warriors if you were a better player. Then you could lead a team. I understand that he wants to lead a team. That doesn't change the fact that him making the decision to leave LeBron just because he wants to lead his own team is a dumb career move because he's going to be mired in the land of winning 35 games with a crappy team.
Well, it depends on where he goes.
While he gets to play with a usage rate that looks like Kobe in the mid-2000s. He wants to lead his own team. No, he doesn't want to lead his own team. He wants to be the lead player on a team so he can shoot as much as he wants, dribble as much as he wants, and get paid as much as he wants. That's what
he's not going to get paid as much as he wants.
I don't believe this is about being a leader of a new team. I believe this is about getting the ball in his hands whenever he freaking wants, which, again, is stupid and only leads to you losing a ton of games. This isn't good for his career.
NoCo Turkey Neck chiming back in. LeBron gets the love in a win. Kyrie gets the hate in a loss. I think he kind of feels that way too.
And if he feels that way, then that's just.
And I don't think LeBron has ever fully embraced him either.
Don't get caught up in the stupidity of the media like that, man. Don't let your career get screwed over.
Do you think LeBron has fully embraced him though?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, I don't think he has.
There's nothing that makes me think he hasn't.
He hasn't embraced him the way that LeBron has embraced Dwayne Wade Paul or Carmelo. Okay,
those are two of his best friends for a decade, but when you see them
hanging out ever.
You saw one of the big things last year that was a commotion with the Cavaliers was when there was pictures of LeBron and Kyrie hanging out without Kevin Love. That was the story a year and a half ago.
Oh, they were at a game together?
Is that they were hanging out without Kevin Love. And now the story is that they're not friends at all. Well, apparently when we're seeing pictures of them hanging out, because Kevin Love is the third wheel, apparently, we saw LeBron reacting with Kyrie all over the place in the finals. People put out the clip of him talking to Kyrie after they lost to the Warriors about how they're going to get it next year. I don't believe that LeBron hasn't brought him into his circle in enough of a way. I can't believe that LeBron and him have gotten arguments on the court before, but that's because LeBron wants to win and Kyrie doesn't play defense.
There are four teams that Kyrie said that he would accept the trade to: San Antonio Spurs.
That's not how that works.
The New York Knicks, the Miami Heat, and the Minnesota Timberwolves.
You don't come out and say, I want to play for San Antonio. You shut your mouth and wait for San Antonio to
we
want you to come play for us.
Yeah, San Antonio.
That's not how it works.
He will not work well in San Antonio.
He said he wants to be the main guy. the entire point of the way the San Antonio Spurs build a team is that there isn't one main guy.
Well, I'm going to cut you off before you start into your rant here again, because you're like Kevin Brackett. When you go, even a train comes to a stop. I don't think San Antonio is going to be a good fit for him either. Minnesota, I don't think will be, because you just said he doesn't play any defense.
Well, Minnesota, if
you're going to be on Tom Thibodeau's team, you better play defense, and he doesn't. And here's the thing, I would want the ball in Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins' hands more. I don't want it in there less. If you give them Kyrie Irving, he's gonna take up a lot of the usage rate.
That's not really the point guard you want to give them.
No,
is it?
No, not at all. They have the perfect one, I think, not the perfect, but a good one right now in Jeff Teague.
Yeah.
So that leaves the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat. If he goes to the New York Knicks, that is such a Knicks thing to do.
Oh my God, yeah.
Someone who is going to completely slow down the offense, someone who's bad at defense.
Yep.
Now, would that be the way that Cleveland gets Carmelo Anthony? Because Derrick Rose is thinking about joining the Cleveland Cavaliers too.
God, that's going to be
so.
Such
you could be looking at a team. Let's say Cleveland holds on to Kevin Love. You could be looking at a team of Derrick Rose, Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Love, and LeBron James next year. They're still not going to beat the Golden State Warriors, but it's going to be interesting to see how that team plays.
Are they even the number one seed in the East?
They're better than Boston.
Are they?
That Cleveland team is better than Boston.
Mind you, this past Cleveland team was technically in the regular season, not the number one seed.
Okay, but they kind of they rested a lot of players. They conceded that number one seed. And you saw what happened in the playoffs.
I don't know, man. With Gordon Hayward, take away Kyrie Irving. As much as I'm down on Kyrie Irving as not being a great defender, dribbling too much, and actually being one of those weird players who's a better off-the-dribble shooter than he is a spot-up shooter, which boggles my mind. That's Carmelo Anthony. Just that doesn't move the needle at all. Getting Derrick Rose. I mean, I'm sorry. He's just.
Well, Derrick Rose is, I think at this point, is pretty much a backup at this point in his career.
I don't think he's a.
If Kyrie Irving is gone, then Derrick Rose is your starting point guard.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is Derrick Rose. He's one of those players right now who he's still getting numbers despite the fact that you just know it's not. That's not who he is. And the problem is, last year, I think he averaged close to 18 points per game, which on the surface is, that's not half bad. That's not half bad for a guy, but at the same time, you're talking about a guy who shot 218, 21%, almost 22% from behind the arc. Derrick Rose is the exact wrong point guard for you. You're going to get a point guard whose entire job is crashing the rim, something that he can't do as well because of his athleticism there. He can't shoot the ball. Derrick Rose is literally the worst possible fit for a LeBron James team. What are you doing?
But as a backup, I think he's perfect, though, because you just need someone.
Darren Williams is better than him.
No.
As a backup. Darren Williams could spot up and hit threes.
What are you talking about?
Darren Williams could at least spot up, spread the floor, and hit threes.
Darren Williams was terrible last year.
Derrick Rose is useless on the Cavaliers.
Darren Williams is terrible. Terrible.
He was better for this Cavaliers team than what Derrick Rose would be because
Derrick Rose to do, though, is not give up the lead so LeBron can get a breath of air. That's all Derrick Rose is for.
And what makes you think that's going to happen? What makes you think Derrick Rose can actually keep a lead in the NBA?
I like him doing it better than what Darren Williams can.
Well, Darren Williams was never the backup with Kyrie Irving. All Darren Williams was going to do was stand in the corner. I'm saying that was more useful to this Cavaliers team, having a guy who could successfully stand in the corner and be a threat to shoot a three-pointer, than Derrick Rose actually holding
Derrick Rose
the ball
is not a three-point shooter. You're right.
No,
but what I'm saying is that
this team.
Let's say they hold on to Kyrie Irving and they bring Derrick Rose on.
Oh,
Derrick Rose is coming off the bench.
At that point, it's a small enough thing. But again, at that point, I'm not even gonna waver from what I said. I don't care who he is. I don't care if he can't run the point for me. If I still have Kyrie, I'd rather have Darren Williams as well. I just don't see where Derrick Rose works for a team that's actually playing the style of basketball you have to play now.
It's either this or he goes to the Lakers.
Okay, do that, I guess. I mean,
if I'm the Lakers, I don't want Lonzo Ball anywhere near Derrick Rose.
I don't want.
I think Derrick Rose is a bad attitude.
I don't know why Derrick Rose is. And that's the other thing is, again, it's really hard to watch a player get 18 points per game in an NBA team and say, I don't know why you're trying to sign him, but he got 18 points per game on a bad team in an offense that should never be run in the NBA anymore. So I just really wonder how much of that season last year from Derrick Rose actually is indicative of anything.
Give us plenty to talk about on Monday, that's for sure. G-Money, are you okay? You're rubbing your neck like you got a sore throat or something.
I do a little bit. I don't know why, because it's summertime. It doesn't make much sense.
No, but it doesn't. I need you healthy this weekend, so no hookers and cocaine.
I'll be good.
Dial it back, G-Money. Dial it back. Special thanks to our guests this week, Craig Edwards from Viva Albertos, Daniel Kaplan from the Sports Business Journal, Howard Balzer from BalzerFootball.com, Taryn Schaefer from PGAtour.com, Richard Justice from MLB Network, Jay Randolph Jr., Nick Hand from STLSportsPage.com, Kevin Brackett from Real Spoilers, and of course, Eric from QC. Friday Night Sports Jam with Black Sox and Company is coming up next. Everybody have a great weekend right here, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Have a great night.